Solar Maximum, viewing the universe's dynamism in English. News about the sun entering its maximum period has been a hot topic. This phenomenon is called solar maximum in English. It's the peak of solar activity that occurs approximately every 11 years. During this period, the explosive phenomena frequently occurring on the sun's surface are called solar flares. The Japanese term Taiyu Furaya is a direct borrowing of this English term. Powerful flares are called X-class flares and are considered the most dangerous. When plasma particles from the sun reach Earth, they cause a geomagnetic storm. Also known as Jijiki Arashi in Japanese, this phenomenon can potentially disrupt GPS and communications. It's interesting that the effects of these phenomena are referred to as space weather. This concept suggests that space, like Earth, has its own weather. On the other hand, this period increases the chances of observing auroras. The English name for aurora, Aurora Borealis, means northern dawn and expresses its mystical beauty. The aurora in the Antarctic region is called Aurora Australis. Predicting solar activity is called space weather forecast. It's becoming as important as terrestrial weather forecasting. The U.S. Space Weather Prediction Center uses a 5-level indicator called space weather scales to issue warnings. In May of this year, the strongest geomagnetic storm in 20 years occurred, with auroras observed worldwide. Such phenomena can potentially affect our daily lives. The large-scale power outage in Canada in 1989 was reportedly caused by a powerful geomagnetic storm. Understanding these English expressions can help you comprehend international scientific news more deeply. The words describing the sun's dynamism might spark your interest in the universe.